Hey, True Believers, this is Dr. David Hickney. Got kind of a different episode this week. Elizabeth is not here. She actually told me she's stuck at the dispensary. Apparently there's a line today. I don't know. But we have a very special episode. It's our very first crossover. We are crossing over with another podcast. I know. It's a great show, and it's a lot like ours, because there's a skeptic and a believer, so it's kind of like me and Elizabeth, but, you know, they're not siblings, I don't think. I'm pretty sure they're not siblings, actually.
No,
you're not siblings. Okay. You may have heard of the podcast before. It's got a bunch of listeners. It's called Ghostly, and they debate ghost stories. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys kind of introduce yourselves and talk about the topic.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Freak of the Week.
And Ghostly.
Sure.
I'm Pat.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we are going to be talking about David Coulier's ghost today.
David Coulier's ghost.
Oh, yeah. That's so, but.
Well, anyways, let's just get into everything. We don't have poll results for this episode.
Poll results?
Yeah, we do a poll on our thing where we ask people. You should, yeah. Yeah, where we ask people if something is real or not.
Okay.
And I always lose.
That sounds shitty.
I'm the skeptic.
Well, I'm the believer, so I always win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, like, we even have hashtags. I'm hashtag team skeptic.
I'm hashtag team believer.
We had a hashtag a couple episodes ago, hashtag not all aliens.
Sure.
Yeah, we haven't done an alien episode yet. We should do that.
You know what? Great. I'm not as much a skeptic on aliens as I am on ghosts.
That's good.
He says that, but when we do the episode on aliens,
yeah,
he will be.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about David Coulier, and he was formerly Coulier. He's changed his name.
Wait, which, what?
Yeah, it was cool. It was Coulier.
Cooler.
Cowler?
Cowler, cooler. Coolidge? Calvin Coolidge?
I try to help, yeah. But I don't know.
So yeah, he was born.
That's good.
He was born on September 21st, 1959. So he's a little bit older than us.
Yes.
Yeah, quite a bit older.
What was a little bit older? He's a ghost.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
What?
I don't believe in ghosts. So
oh, fair enough.
I don't believe he's a ghost.
I have an explanation. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I figured it out. It took me a little bit at first. Anyways, let him finish. He doesn't like it when we interrupt him.
Oh, sorry,
sorry. So,
what? No, it's during the ghost story I don't like.
No, that's me. I don't like it when you interrupt during the ghost story.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so that was weird. It's weird being on another person's podcast and in a room that used to have a bunch of fecal matter all over.
Oh, so
the
you guys listen to the show?
Oh yeah, we're huge fans.
Oh, cool.
That's
yeah. In
smell.
Fact, I've talked to you on Twitter a bunch of times.
Oh, that was Jimmy. I don't really go on the Twitter myself. Jimmy takes care of that.
Okay, well then that's the one I've been fighting with.
Sounds right.
Yeah, you're like my rival.
Nice.
My nemesis.
Nemesis.
Yeah.
Like it.
Okay. Anyway, so we both thought that he was from Canada, and it turns out his mother is from Canada.
Yeah.
And he does play hockey.
He does.
So yeah,
he
you have that.
He acts very Canadian.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He acts very Canadian. He's been in a bunch of things. He actually directed a Big Bang Theory. So I thought that his career was dead, but he did direct a Big Bang Theory.
What's like
a,
what's like 10 years ago?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
What's a Big Bang Theory?
Oh, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't watch it. It looks kind of dumb.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but he was a member of the varsity ice hockey team from his high school that was in Michigan, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so he was big into hockey. So when you see him in Full House, a lot of times you see him wearing a hockey jersey.
Mm.
That's where he gets that goofiness from.
Gotcha.
So yeah, he was in Full House with Bob Saget. You've heard of Bob Saget, right, David?
Saget.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, he moved to L.A. He cheated on Alanis Morissette. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of history going on with this guy.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. He's kind of in the pop culture.
He has been around a lot. That's what I've heard.
Oh.
And then putcha.
Yeah, right. He does, yeah. Because he cheats on people.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. That's, I mean, he did, at least, you know. I don't know what he currently does.
Well, it's a good thing he's a ghost now, not alive, because that could be slander.
Probably, yeah. You know, he's done some voiceover work, too.
Okay.
Including Scooby and Scrappy-Doo.
What?
Did you know that? Yeah.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Where are you?
What is happening right now?
And the real Ghostbusters.
I loved that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Slimer and the real
Ghostbusters.
Slimer
was the best.
I mean, that was another version of it.
Oh,
it was
wow.
The real
he
Ghostbusters
and
then Slimer in the Ghostbusters.
Wow.
Bob from Bob After Dark would know all about this, I'm sure.
He would.
What's
he
a
would.
Bob After Dark?
You don't need to know.
It's okay. Another podcast.
Oh.
It's actually on the same network that you're on.
Oh, the one that Nick Guy owns?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's...
Yeah, he's your producer, right?
Yeah, he's the producer of the show. He's a tool.
We've actually had him on the show, too.
Oh, really?
And Ghostly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's done a bunch
he
of
is
things,
a bit of a tool.
And somehow now he's a ghost. So, Rebecca, do you have a ghost story for us?
So, okay. So, imagine, right?
I'm not allowed to talk during this, just so you know.
Okay. Am I allowed to talk or no?
You can talk. Okay, he can't
thank
talk.
You. I appreciate that.
So imagine you book an Airbnb, right? And in sunny California, right? And you get there and you go in and you're so happy to be there. And it just looks like such a beautiful place. And you can't wait to spend your vacation in this home, you know? And you've got your three girls with you, your kids, and you're just so excited to be there. And then you walk into the kitchen and there's a man in a hockey jersey and boxers there. I know. And you scream, right? And then he just laughs. And then from out of nowhere comes this music, and it's grungy and dark and moody, and it's just everywhere. It fills all your senses, and you're frozen. You don't know what to do. And he looks at you and he winks and he walks out of the room. And then when you follow him out of the room to see what happened, he's gone. And all that's left on the floor is a coupon.
Coupon?
Yeah. That's the story.
Coupon?
It's based on some real stories I'm going to tell later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
A coupon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was totally made up, though, so...
Wow.
I mean,
no, it's based on a story that I read.
Yeah,
based on, that means you made up the rest, then, right?
Well, it's artistic license. That's what I do to put you in the moment.
Maybe she made up the three kids. Maybe the person didn't have three kids. Maybe that's the made-up part.
I think she was going with Full House.
What's that?
It was a show
in
the 80s that he was on.
He was on the show.
Yeah, he was on the show as Joey.
Before he died.
I actually, in my history, I've been trying to figure out the date of his death.
Okay.
And I do not see a death date. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, I have a theory.
Okay.
So I figured out, so it turns out that old sitcom actors can actually be alive, but also a ghost at the same time. So they can have a ghost... even if they're not like physically dead.
It's like a living ghost.
Wait, so there's another Bill Cosby around someplace?
Oh.
Well, he's kind of an exception. He's actually more of a demon as opposed to a ghost.
That would make a lot of
presence.
Sense.
Yeah. I saw that movie recently, Leonard Part 6.
Is that about Leonard Nimoy?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's got that Bill Cosby guy in it, and it is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's they're out there. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I believe he has
a ghostly presence out there. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. So it's one of those things that you can often find their ghostly presence around. That's how they keep their energy.
Okay. That's interesting.
So you're buying this then?
I decide at the end of the episode if I believe or not.
We let our listeners decide. So you can decide, too.
Yeah, I'm going to decide.
By voting in the poll.
Well, yeah, because we're on my show, so I'm going to decide.
Sure, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we could take a poll on here, you know.
Yeah, we'll take a poll of one.
Yeah, we usually will rate an ep, like, we will say how much we believe it on a scale from 0 to 10.
So normally, like me talking about my decision, the skeptic that's normally on is just like, okay, David.
Oh, no, okay. He's not like that. No, he will fight you.
God, why are you so aggressive towards people that believe?
I'm not aggressive, actually. I like people that believe.
I mean, it seems
I
want to
believe.
It seems that, like you're very aggressive towards people that believe. Like, you should be nicer.
Okay, so what should I do to be nicer?
Be like, okay, David.
Okay, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whatever
awesome.
You say.
Oh, so you guys...
Wow, I could never get him to do that. That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm a doctor. I guess that's probably why.
Wow, oh, yeah, he is a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, so... Yeah, I've got a doctor.
So you have
MIT.
To believe someone that's a doctor a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. Again, I think he's right. There is... his ghost is out there.
Yeah, it seems like it. And
it's
like,
totally not.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because it's just not.
He's got a ghost. The ghost of David Coulier is out there.
I have several sightings that we can talk about.
Several
sightings of the ghost of Dave Coulier.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hey, Siri, is David Coulier still alive?
What is that voodoo?
That doesn't mean that he doesn't have a ghost out there.
So the man is still alive. That's why there's sightings.
We're talking
of him.
About a living ghost.
Yeah.
A living ghost.
Living ghost. Okay. Yeah. So he's been a ghost this whole time.
No.
No.
Pay
okay.
attention. His career died and the spirit of him left himself. So the body that is still alive is a husk of a man and his spirit is out there as a ghost, as a corporeal spirit.
Yes.
I wish I had died with him that day.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah, it is. So I don't have to talk about him because he's still alive. He is alive. The man is alive.
Okay, so there is a hotel in his hometown where people that stay in room 222.
Not 227.
No, 222.
Okay.
227 has a different ghost in it.
Okay.
Right? But 222... when they stay there, they wake up at 3 a.m. We know that's the ghost time, right?
Yeah. The haunting hour.
And
that's when I get up to use the bathroom too.
They see him at the bottom of their bed, and he's just standing there. And sometimes he has a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, a woodchuck or something, some sort of animal. And he like is talking. He's like talking to the puppet, or he'll like have the puppet talk to them.
It's
like
creepy,
super creepy stories you would not believe if you go on the internet. It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
How do you not believe this?
How do you believe it?
We have stories from people that witness this. This is real life events.
So, David.
Yes.
Have you ever been on Google before?
No, Jimmy Googles everything for me.
So, have just come up with any star, like any star that's passed away.
Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, and Google him and say ghost after that. And
why?
Jimmy, what do you get?
Jimmy's like,
he doesn't know how to spell
ghost?
It.
That's fair.
Have him Google Kirk Cameron's ghost.
Cameron's
you are going to
ghost.
Find so many stories.
Jimmy,
that's
why
the
are you
point.
Another, laughing about Kirk Cameron?
He's another, kind of former star from this show Growing Pains and, hasn't really done anything for
a
long time.
For a long time growing up. That's DJ.
His sister's name is DJ?
Yeah. Well, not his sister, but I mean, that's
it, what?
Yeah, the sister played a character named DJ.
So his sister played a character on Growing Pains named DJ.
No, on Full House. Get with the program, David.
What is going on?
So she's not a ghost because she actually stars on Lifetime movies Hallmark movies, one of those.
And
two.
She also, Full House is actually still a thing occasionally. Netflix picked it up.
That sounds awful.
And it's
no, that's
really
dead.
Great.
That show is dead. There
is
no,
the best.
No, that's a dead show.
Sounds like a terrible idea, Drew Believers. Well, this is a lot of really interesting information. I'm going to process it. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to take some callers when we get back. So True Believers will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Bye.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
All right, we're back, True
Believers.
Welcome
back, guys.
That's what I just said.
Oh, we're back. Okay. Yes.
Pat, it's not our podcast. Oh. We're a guest here. Yeah. So
I get really confused.
Let him, you know, do the things.
Yeah. Okay. Just let me do the things. Okay. We're back.
Do your thing.
With Pat and Rebecca from Ghostly Podcast. Still Freak of the Week, though. This is Freak of the Week.
This is not Ghostly Podcast. This is Freak of the Week. So welcome to Freak of the Week.
Right. That was nice.
Welcome back.
I'm happy to be here. It's good to be, you know, another believer. I don't always get that. So
you always get that. I've had one skeptic on. Can I swear on your podcast?
Yeah, you can swear all the fuck you want.
Yeah, that one asshole, Nick Mataragas.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole.
He was the only skeptic that ever was on Ghostly Podcast.
Yeah, that was kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I bet he was all up in your business. Is that how they say that? Business?
Maybe, yeah, like 15 years ago.
I don't know. I don't keep track of that.
Do you
shit.
Ever like leave the house?
Sometimes, yeah. I've been to live recordings. I went to that C2E2 thing a couple times.
Yeah.
Going again this year too.
Actually, this is gonna come out after. We were there last year.
We didn't see you.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
That's interesting.
Well, I might have saw him, but I might have went the other way because he's kind of I don't know if you knew this, but sometimes you look like a Muppet.
That's really rude.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize, but you do.
He's being nice enough to let us on his show.
I know, and I'm very thankful for that. Because we need to promote Ghostly.
How do you do regular episodes with this guy?
It's hard, but that's kind of the shtick, right? Is, you know, we just always disagree. So that's why we don't really hang out a whole lot outside of Ghostly.
I mean,
no, we don't.
Because it would just be constant.
Yeah.
I disagree with Elizabeth all the time, but like, she's not a dick to me.
Well, I think that's because you're siblings.
I'm not a dick to you either. I actually hate you, but I mean, I would still come on your show. I mean,
even though you hate me.
Well, I don't hate you. I just hate everything you believe in.
Wow, hate's a strong word. Are you sure you want Ghostly listeners to hear you say that you hate all of us believers and what we believe in?
No. I do not hate believers. Uh-huh. I hate
true believers. Is that what you hate?
The idea of what Hickney believes in, which is everything.
Why are you referring to me by my last name as I'm sitting here?
Because yeah, I just do that.
Because yeah,
Rebecca Rivers.
Wow, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but see,
if you just said
Rivers, that would have been the same thing as if you said Hickney.
I said David Hickney.
No, you just said Hickney.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that.
He likes football. I don't know.
I do like football.
Okay.
I hate the 49ers, though.
They seem like a great idea. They have red and gold on their uniforms. They're pretty cool.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're going to go back to talking about Dave Coulier's ghost. We got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tama Jane. I'm from West Virginia.
Tammy Jean?
Yes, sir.
From West Virginia.
From West Virginia.
What is your call about?
Well, I want to say that the ghost does exist, sir.
You've seen the ghost?
I have seen the ghost. I have slept with the ghost.
What?
Well, he took me out.
Uh-huh.
We had a wonderful shrimp dinner. And then I woke up the next morning and he was gone.
Yeah, I've heard this before. Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Wait, so you were having shrimp dinner and then you woke up?
Well, he took me out for a shrimp dinner.
And then what happened?
He made sweet, sweet love to me.
As a ghost?
I mean, he was kind of human.
Was he wearing the jersey?
Well, that was the best part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I even wore the jersey, and then when I woke up, there was no jersey, and there was no Dave Coulier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very common among the stories that I've read online. This is something that he does. He likes to take a woman. Beautiful women. I'm sure you're a beautiful woman. Out to dinner. Often, seafood is the choice, okay. Which is interesting because he's from Michigan, so it's weird. I don't know if he picked that up from his time in LA or what. But, anyways, and then he takes them home and gives them the night of their life, and then just the ghosts out, like disappears.
So he's a. It's like a wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
No, right. No. I swear to God, he was a ghost.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I tried to call the number. I tried to find him on Facebook. There's nothing.
No, there's nothing.
There's no Dave Coulier.
So he swept you head over feet then?
Head over heels?
No, head over feet.
So I don't know what you're talking about, but yes, I was in love with this man.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah. One night
with this ghost. It's amazing.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Well, I'm not allowed
here in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to debate listeners, though, right?
Why?
Oh, on Ghostly, I'm not allowed to debate.
No,
our
you
listeners.
Can debate whoever the fuck you
it's
want.
It's his show. If oh, he okay. Says you can
this
debate,
is a free and
I
open
say,
forum.
Go ahead.
Then I'm gonna say, are you sure it was him?
I mean, it looked like him. It sounded like him.
Okay.
He spent a really, really, really bunch of money on me. He took me up to this shrimp-based place, and then I had this crustacean platter, mm-hmm. and it was delicious. We had the French fries. We had lemonade together.
Lemonade. Did he make a lot of jokes?
Oh, it's kind of annoying, but yes.
Okay.
Did he do a lot of impressions?
I mean, he kept talking about some stupid woodchuck thing.
Hmm.
He kind of had a mullet, too.
Oh.
Yep.
Mullets
right?
are bad.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah. I don't trust people with mullets.
Did he sometimes tell you, like, especially like when you got back to wherever you were, did he ask you to call him Joey? Because that's the secret. That's the thing that people don't know is that he actually wants to be called Joey.
Yeah, because Joey
Glory
didn't cheat on somebody.
Yes, ma'am. You are correct.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, correct. Call me Joey.
Every time. And then he would smack my ass.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom.
Ghost.
So what evidence do you have of this? Do you have pictures?
Oh, he wouldn't let
That's
me take
gross.
Pictures, sir.
What are you, some sort of, like, pervert?
No, I'm some kind of person that wants to get to the
you
bottom
want,
of things.
You want photos of a woman having sex with a ghost?
And I don't think he'd show up. I mean, he would just show up as, like, a ball of light.
Yeah, like an orb.
Orbs,
well,
actually.
Like a ball of light, I'll tell you that.
So orbs are not real.
Wow.
So we have had
that.
This conversation before. Wow. Of course they are. Yeah.
That is
so are you a lady in white? Is that do you wear white a lot?
No.
Okay.
Off white a little
not
bit.
A ghost.
This is total BS then.
She's was with a ghost.
She's not a ghost. She's a person. She's Tammy Jean from West Virginia.
Tammy Jean from West Virginia, yes, sir.
Tammy Jean, I'm sorry. I do want you to listen to Ghostly Podcast, but I don't believe you at all. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just because you're ignorant, sir. I slept with Dave Coulier, and then he turned into a ghost and went away after he took me to Shrimpy's for a crawfish platter.
And I'm the one that sounds ignorant. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. All right. All right. Yes.
Yep. You really Absolutely. Do, right? You're kind of a dick.
Sir.
I'm not, actually.
You're being kind of a dick.
Yeah, when we're not talking about these kind of things, man, I have a great time.
Now I understand why you don't let him debate with the listeners.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. Otherwise, no one would ever want to give us anything.
Yeah.
Tell us anything.
Thank you, Tammy Jean. That
Thanks,
was,
Tammy Jean.
Bye-bye.
Listen
Thank
to Ghostly you. Podcast.
No.
You are something, sir.
Well, I can't live in a world of make-believe.
This isn't make-believe. This is reality.
It sure seems like it. We're in your sister's basement.
So?
I don't
it's
know.
It's not a pretend basement. It's a real basement.
It seems kind of pretend, actually.
How so?
Yeah, because these aren't real walls right there. These are this. You just put up a piece of plywood.
That's a wall.
There. Well, I mean, it's not really a wall. There's no insulation in there.
So is the Great Wall of China not a real wall because it has no insulation in it?
Do you know that it doesn't have insulation?
Yes, it's made
in it?
Of stone, and that's it.
Yeah, but what about in between it? What's in between?
In between it is more stone.
How do you know? Did you see? Did you watch documentaries?
Now
have
who
you
sounds
been there? Have you
weird.
Seen it?
Yeah. Why is it got to be us?
This
that
is
has
what
to
I have to deal with. All
Anyways,
the time.
I'm going to take another caller.
What do you mean you're going to take? I'm going to take another caller. Caller, true believer. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
What is going on here?
Hello?
Wow.
What the heck is happening?
What's your name?
Richard Belding.
Like principal?
Wait.
I was Principal Belding.
At a school?
He's still alive, actually.
Who?
No, this is his ghost.
Bayside High.
Wow.
From Saved by the Bell.
What's Saved by the Bell?
It's a show. TV show.
Oh, so is this like another one of those living ghosts?
Yeah, this is a living
Are
ghost.
Are you a living ghost?
No, it's actually just a guy going, oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Just
wow.
Let him talk.
How
Let's
dare
let him
you.
Talk
You're
and tell his story.
You're getting a detention, Zach.
Who's Zach?
I'm not Zach.
Zach's a character from
Zach
the show.
Morris.
You know, ghosts tend to repeat their
like
lives.
What they're stuck on.
Right, they're
yeah.
stuck
yeah.
on a track.
I get that.
Zach kind of reminds me of myself. A lot.
I feel like that's a lie. I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like that's a bald-faced lie.
When you helped Mrs. B deliver our child.
I did not do that.
Oh, you want to take credit for being this character, and now you did not help deliver a baby?
No, I mean, I'm reminiscent of Zach Morris. So,
Mr. Belding.
Yes?
Are you aware that you are a ghost?
I'm the Big Bopper.
Yeah, they often aren't aware of their ghostly status.
Wait, the Big Bopper was...
Bell, 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 the ding, the ding, ding. Bell, 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 the ding, ding, dong.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on exactly.
It's a surreal experience to be talking to a real ghost.
Oh, God. I want to just, like, take a time out and, like, discuss it and then get back to the discussion with the ghost, but that would be really rude.
Ghost,
so,
do you have any regrets?
I didn't get one of those Girls of Valley calendars.
Girls of Valley?
What are your thoughts on Screech right now?
What?
Piece of crap.
Wow. Well, I wonder if their ghosts ever meet.
Oh, I hope not. I hope there's not a ghost of Screech.
He's
there's
a ghost of Screech. He's a bigger pervert than me.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Like, from beyond the grave, hurling insults. That's pretty special.
Wow. Mr. Belding, I appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else you want to say to us before we let you go?
Zach, I thought of you like a son. But you shit all over me. I'll never forgive you.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that was an episode.
No,
I think
that's why he's
him.
A ghost, because he has this obviously this unfinished business.
So why doesn't the man himself actually do something about it? I don't even remember what the actor's name was that played him.
I don't either, but obviously he's so identified with the character that he just really started to be the character.
So it's the character that's the ghost.
So it's the ghost of the character this time instead of the ghost of the actor.
Right, usually it's the ghost of the
actor.
What's
that, Jimmy? Dennis Haskins? Oh, okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Wow. Jimmy's on top of it today.
Wow.
He Googled it. He can Google stuff.
He's pretty fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm from New York, and my name's Richard Grieco.
Oh, yeah. From 21 Jump Street, right?
Wait, is this another ghost?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be.
No, actually, I think it's actually Richard Grieco.
I'm Richard Grieco.
So
I do have a ghost, though. I have a ghost.
Oh, you have a ghost.
I have a ghost.
But you were on TV as well.
He was
a heartthrob.
What'd you say?
21 Jump Street.
One of my favorite shows.
It said Jump. 21 Jump Street.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
Have you ever heard of Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Sounds like a piece of shit name.
He's a piece of shit, I tell you right now.
Yeah, he does not have a ghost, though.
No, but Johnny Depp, my ghost is fucking Johnny Depp right now.
Oh.
The ghost of you is fucking Johnny Depp.
My ethereal being right now is humping Johnny Depp on the set of his new movie Pirates Tides of War or whatever the hell he's doing now.
Wow. Does Johnny know that it's your ghost?
No.
Wow.
Now what proof do you have of this, by the way, Mr. Grieco? And I was a huge fan. I mean, until your complete career died. But I mean, I was a huge fan.
Wow.
My career didn't die. I had really good movies come out after the fact.
Okay.
You didn't see.
So
Monsters,
name
the real Thor.
All right, three more.
Full House, that Christmas episode.
You were in Full House?
Yeah, the Christmas episode.
Christmas episode.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
Does your ghost hang out with Dave Coulier's ghost?
Yeah, we get together. You know,
the ghost.
Me and him like to sing that stupid song. Oh. And we're in that. We did that movie. If Looks Could Kill. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't remember you being in it, though, actually. That's weird.
So what you're saying that you know what your ghost is up to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're connected. We're ethereally connected.
Okay.
So do you feel what he feels?
Oh, yeah.
So you feel like fucking Johnny Depp?
Oh, every day.
Every day?
I'd hit him in the head with a brick if I could.
So you like him that much?
I do. It's not serious. Maybe I'm hate fucking him. Who knows?
Sounds kind of like you said you want to hit him in the head with a brick.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound like hate fucking.
I just can't believe that Richard Grieco listens to Freak of the Week and decided
amazing.
To call in on the episode where Ghostly's
because
at.
This has been something that paranormal investigators have suspected was true but has never been proven, which is that the living entity
still not proven
is aware of their ghostly version.
There's been no proof.
There's been speculation about it, but now we know that it's
true. I don't
true.
Even know if we could prove that this is actually Richard Grieco, although I don't know why anybody would try
why
to impersonate Richard
so
Grieco, though.
I guess apparently Ghostly doesn't get celebrity callers ever.
Hey, no, we haven't.
Oh, that's weird.
Let me just do this for you right now. Let me do you a line from
21 Jump Street?
From Mobsters. No, I'm going to from
Mobsters.
Mobsters.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lucky Luciano, how you doing?
There you go.
Wow.
Proof.
Yeah,
right there.
That sounded just like Richard
Grieco.
I almost
got an A for that.
It did actually sound like Richard Grieco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had any idea who he was, I would agree. Yeah. Richard, did you like feel it when your ghost separated from you?
Yeah, it was right around the time when I made my my last movie.
Okay.
At that point when I had to take a job at the Starbucks, I could felt my soul actually leaving my body. Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah.
You know, I was just reminiscing about you on 21 Jump Street. What was your character's name again?
Dennis Booker.
That's actually correct.
That's because I'm Richard Grieco.
Were you trying to do a gotcha moment on my show?
I was trying to do that, yeah. It failed horribly.
What a dick. Serves you right.
So then your career would have had to have died for you to have this ghost.
He said that his last movie, and his career died.
Right.
So your career is dead.
Yeah.
Now.
And I blame Johnny Depp 100%.
Sounds right.
What about if you like talk to your agent or something? Maybe you can get in something again. Do you still look like you did back then?
I am.
You were heartthrob. All the women loved you.
I'm definitely throbbing.
So why don't you get another role then?
He's not going to say this, but so when your body separates, your soul separates from your body and it becomes the ghost version of yourself, then your appearance does change.
Oh.
It's pretty easy to tell the difference between the ghost and this living husk. You said that word earlier.
I thought that
was a good word for it. You know, they're just kind of dead looking, you know, real gray, real pale. Whereas the ghost, you know, there's a reason the ghosts, you know, gets lucky. You know, we've heard two stories about that. The ghost is like shiny and new and, you know, it's just the main essence that was the star.
So are you gray?
Know, is yeah. out there.
Right now? Are you gross and gray?
I mean, you said you were throbbing.
Yeah,
so.
That would be an accurate description of what I feel like. And, you know, just to add to this, I was doing fantastic, but Johnny Depp, every time I go for a movie, he shows up and he gets the part.
This is starting to sound like sour grapes.
I actually have an idea for you. Why don't you try to get on The Walking Dead?
What's that?
I did do a part on The Walking Dead.
So your career's not dead.
No, well, I was a walking zombie, and then they killed the zombie. So it really,
and
really
he wasn't given. I'm guessing they didn't put your Richard Grieco. They didn't give you credit as Richard.
Yeah,
Grieco.
I don't remember.
It was
that.
Like
they,
zombie number
I was
one.
Like the dead.
Because we also do a Walking Dead podcast too.
What are we plugging your shows now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel as well. YouTube.com/ghostlypodcast.
We're talking to Richard Grieco about his ghost, and you're over here, we've got a YouTube channel. Oh, look, we got another podcast. It's about zombies.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, but thanks for rubbing your success in my face.
Yeah, what an asshole, right?
It was good talking to you, Richard Grieco.
Did you just hang up on Richard Grieco?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Am I not supposed to do that?
No, it's my show.
Oh, I keep forgetting this.
You're not the host.
All right. I need to take a moment. We're gonna take another break. True Believers, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Nick Mataragas here. Improv books can be long and over analytical. Why, in a profession that embraces not thinking too hard, would you read a book that makes you do just that? How about a book that gives you advice on how to be a better, more professional improviser without making you feel like you're reading a dissertation? That would be my new book, Improv, A Rant. The book shares my unfiltered opinions on improv with real stories from my time on stage. It's a simple, plain-spoken book that gets to the point. Stop overthinking and start doing the simple things that will improve your improv. Improv, A Rant, a not-funny book about being funny. Available everywhere ebooks are sold. Also, you're not getting on SNL. Get over it.
All right, we're back, True Believers. We're still here with Ghostly Podcast as well. Rebecca and Pat, who's an asshole.
Don't say that about Rebecca. She's nice.
I didn't say that. I said that about you.
Yeah, wasn't talking about me.
Oh, me?
I said, Pat, who's an asshole?
Well, let's talk about something that isn't ghost related, and I'm not an asshole. I'm really not.
You're the host of a podcast.
I'm Buddhist.
Podcast.
I can't be an asshole.
Apparently you can be. Because you're on a show called Ghostly, and you're like, let's not talk about ghosts. What the fuck?
I mean, but if you want me to be nice.
I don't understand how you can be his co-host.
He's usually not quite this bad. I think you're bringing up some sort of male rivalry, like hormone thing.
It just seems like weird that you would put up with like.
Yeah.
Such
well, again, it's just like an hour every 2 weeks. You know, that's all I do. So
fucking weird.
Yeah. Some public appearances, you know, but.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So we're talking about Dave Cooley's ghost. Still are.
Then we went into Richard Grieco.
Well, it was a tangent discussion.
Mr. Belding.
Well, that's who called in.
Are we going to get, what is it? What was the one from Different Strokes and Facts of Life? Mrs. Garrison or something like that? Or
oh, maybe.
Oh, no, she's actually dead, I'm sure. So,
I mean, maybe Jimmy Walker's going to call. I don't know.
There's
lots of people out there.
This is all over my head.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to take another caller, though. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello, children. My name is the Reverend Erasmus Gloynth.
Reverend Erasmus Gloynth?
Yes, and I am a Cooleyite. I'm from the High Church of Dave, and I'm here to spread the gospel with you.
Gospel?
Yes, the gospel of the Coolocalypse is coming.
Oh.
Yes, it is said in the sacred texts that there shall be a full house. Then there shall be a fuller house.
There was.
Yeah. And then the fullest house.
Of them all.
Of them all. If I read from the book.
What?
Let's not interrupt. Keep going.
If I read from the book of Devilations, chapter 2, verse 57. And it says that the demons, Asmodeus and Quelzebub, will hasten forth the coming of the anti-saggot.
He was the anti-saggot.
And it shall rain fire onto the world. I'm here to tell you about the Coolopolis.
Wait, maybe there's something to this. I don't know.
My brother, do you believe?
I mean, if that was all written before Full House.
It is, well, it is written.
When was it written?
2014.
In 2014.
That was six years ago.
But it predated Fuller House. You wouldn't have known about Fuller
House. Well, we did a revision in 2019.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, the Fuller's House hasn't happened yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We are on the cusp of the fullest house of all.
Man, I was so close to believing
this. So this is all about the ghost, though. The ghost of Dave Coulier.
The ghost of Dave Coulier shall bring upon us the Coolocalypse.
And what's going to happen during that?
Well, it shall rain fire for 7 days, and there will be no cable reception.
Okay.
And Dave shall appear to us in the form of a cracker.
A cracker?
A cracker.
Like a Ritz cracker? Like a saltine?
Well, I think it's more like Melba toast.
Okay, that makes sense.
Toast. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he shall appear to us, and this shall summon the seven seals shall open.
Wow. Well, you ought to know.
And there will be the final judgment. As it says in the Book of Morissette, Book 12, verse 7, it shall be ironic.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
I mean, well, I did a lot of research for this episode, but I have to tell you, this did not come out of my research. I didn't hear anything about this. Do you have an online presence for your congregation?
Oh, sister.
Oh, wow.
We are legion. We are multitudes.
Can you just answer the question? I
mean, wow. He is answering the question. Don't be a dick.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm just waiting for the answer, and it was the longest I've ever heard.
Why are you making fun of our callers?
I was so close to believing him. If this was written before Full House, I would have believed him.
Well, you should believe time means nothing.
Yeah.
It means to the ghost everything.
Of Dave Coulier.
Boom. Nothing to the ghost of Dave Coulier.
Right. Time doesn't matter.
Well, it actually does matter in all regards.
It's a human concept. Once you are no longer human, it doesn't matter.
Brother, you must believe.
But he's still alive.
What happens to the non-believers?
The non-believers shall descend.
Oh.
Into the lower realms.
Where we cut it out?
Where they shall be in reruns forever.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, they are
in
reruns a lot.
You mentioned the anti-Saget.
The anti-Saget, yes. He is the truest demon of all of them.
Okay.
He shall come rain fire and tell bad jokes.
Mm.
And he shall be mistaken for America's dad, but he is not.
Saget actually tells some really good jokes. He's actually a pretty good comedian.
Defile the word, brother.
I don't know if I'm your brother. I was with you, so I was so close.
I don't know,
man,
why you're arguing the point of whether he tells good jokes or not when we're talking about basically an apocalyptic event, but involving Dave Coulier's ghost, and you're worried
why?
About if the jokes
why would
are good.
He have anything to do with the apocalypse?
Why does he have to do with the apocalypse?
Because he was the original ghost to be separated from celebrity.
The first.
Oh, okay.
He was the first one, transcending space and time. He is the ghost.
Now, who are some of the members of your church? I wonder if, like Tammy Jean, who we had on earlier.
Oh, yeah, Tammy Jean from West Virginia.
She might be some of it. But do you have any famous people that are
part
of Richard Grieco?
Well, I was wondering if John Stamos might be a part of this religion.
We have John Stamos. We have Richard Grieco.
John Stamos, his career has not died, though. So
No, he's not a ghost. But
he's the guy from the yogurt commercials, right?
He's the guy that played with the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
We have several Beach Boys within our ranks as well. Some of the lower Beach Boys, not the talented ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. We also have Vanilla Ice.
Oh, I could believe that. Yes. Yeah.
And we also have Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond?
He switched over from Mormonism.
Wow.
Good for him.
I wonder if his sister will, too, Marie.
No, because he's a little big country.
We've been trying to get Marie, that's right.
She's still too rock... Or she's the country.
She's the country one.
Yeah.
He's rock and roll.
Which it makes more sense. Yeah.
That totally makes sense. I get that.
Sure.
Well,
well, thank you. Thank you, Reverend.
Yeah, Erasmus. Thank you for calling.
I really appreciate the input. I apologize for Patrick's douchiness.
Hey, I have not been a douche to you, actually.
You interrupted him multiple times.
Him to answer a question.
Just spread the gospel, my friends. Spread the gospel. Time is running out.
I'm sorry. I won't be doing that, but douche. I appreciate you, though. I mean, I appreciate you being on the show and giving your input, and maybe all the listeners of Freak of the Week can hear it now.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you could, off air, if you could give me Tammy Jean's number, that would be lovely.
Sure, we can do that. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, we have a church with writings based on the ghost of Dave Coulier.
This is taking this to a level I did not realize.
Yeah, it is really going to a different
level. I thought that I had
level.
Really researched this episode out, but it's pretty amazing.
I've got to, make a decision soon on whether I believe or not.
Well, I'm at a zero for my belief.
I didn't ask you.
I'm just saying, what are you at, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm at a nine.
You're at a nine.
Yeah, that's good. I'm up there. A lot of times I'm like a seven or an eight, but this is a nine. I mean, that was
amazing. So you're a nine, you're a zero. What? Like, how does this work? Like, how do you guys actually?
Well, we let the listeners decide. We don't have to agree. That was one of the agreements we had.
Actually always agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's always
you
what
agree
we, always
to
happens.
Disagree.
We always disagree.
This is so weird. Okay.
Yeah, this is how it works.
All right, we're going to take one last caller. Caller, what is your name and where you're from?
This is Bronson. I'm from, currently I'm in Reseda.
Hi, Bronson.
I was calling because I've heard of your show, and I was trying to figure out a way to get my ghost back.
You have a ghost?
I do. You hear how I'm speaking now? It's very normal. And,
well, yeah, slightly, slightly like smarmy, but
my,
yeah.
Yeah, sound like a normal person.
My whole career was based on strange accents in film and television.
Okay.
And since my ghost left me in 1995, I have not been able to get any work since.
Your ghost is, can you not do accents anymore?
Well, at the very least, not these vague European ones.
Vague European accents.
Can you do like a Brooklyn?
People don't want that.
I do. I really want that.
I've tried in auditions to, but my name, all I get are foreigners, and all I get sent out on casting calls for. And
is Bronson your first name or last
name?
Yes,
Bronson is my first name.
Bronson's not that foreign sounding.
No, but they know me as playing a foreigner.
Okay,
I played a man from a small Greek island on a sitcom. And a fashion enthusiast in from a country no one knows. I've worked with top
cousin
stars.
Cousin Belky?
What?
I've worked with top stars.
Okay.
Like Judge Reinhold.
Oh yeah, he's a big guy.
Big time.
And, yeah.
Hector Elizondo.
Oh, I love his work.
Yeah.
And
wow,
Mark Lynn Baker.
Who?
I've even met Olympian Carl Lewis.
Can you?
Oh, the runner.
Can you give us the recipe for the bitty babkas?
What?
You see, this is what I'm talking about. No one takes me serious.
I'm taking you serious.
You're being a dick. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're asking him for a recipe when he's trying to find his ghost?
I know that usually you have an expert on, Dr. Hickney, to help your callers to find solutions for
their
monster related problems.
Rebecca might be able to help you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I have read some articles about a spell that you can do to bring your ghost back.
Oh, okay.
Right, to get the ghost back. Now
I was a witch.
I was just gonna say, but honestly,
it's always about you.
While I read about it, Pat has actually done a lot of spells. So I think he might be the best person to kind of come up with one. I mean, it was something about like, come back to me, come back to me. I'm starving, I'm poor, I'm Belgi no more. Yeah, I don't know. Like something you can think of that would like help him.
You have to burn sage or something too?
I mean, we have to strike while the iron is hot. Everything is being
rebooted
this is so
and revived.
Sad.
I was about to say, it sounded like the iron's kind of cold on your career.
Yeah. I mean,
it's no good without the accent.
I mean, I always thought this was happy. You know what I mean? Like, that it was cool. You could have your ghost out there, like, even though you were kind of dead inside. Like,
all right. So, since, sorry, David Hickney, since you've thought that I've been an asshole this whole time,
you've been an asshole.
I am willing to help you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so
great. So, pass me the spell.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I got it. All right. So you have to close your eyes during this. So close your eyes.
Okay,
you have to think peaceful thoughts. And try to envision like a pure white light that's
white
steady.
Like a sheep's.
Yes. And I will say the words of the spell. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's going to stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long-lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end, standing tall on the wings of my dreams. Rise and fall on the wings of my dreams. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life and my dream. Nothing's going to stop me now. It's my life and my dream. Nothing's going to stop me now. Repeat after me. Nothing is going to stop me now.
Nothing is going to stop me now.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
I did it.
Cousin!
You did it.
Wow.
Wow.
Cousin Larry!
Wait, who?
That's it.
It's one of his characters.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bronson, for calling in.
Thanks, Bronson.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
See, Pat, how can you not be a believer? I mean, you just did this.
I did. I did just do that.
It was your magic that went through the airwaves.
My words.
What is happening?
He's joking with us. He doesn't really think that it happened.
Oh, I figured it out. I've come to a conclusion, true believers. I've made my decision for this episode. It's become abundantly clear what it is. I have decided that these two are fucking. Jimmy, shut up!
No.
They're totally,
why did you think that
totally
that
fucking,
true?
And that is why she puts up with him. You did not see it because you're listening to it, but the way they were looking at each other,
why would you laugh like that? I mean,
we're not. We're not.
No, I mean, we're not, but I mean, why would you, it's not that crazy. It's.
No, we're not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not that crazy, but
sure you aren't.
Standing tall.
Okay.
The wings of my dreams.
Why are you singing when he's talking about something that's, you know, kind of serious, but like,
because
I mean, totally isn't true. I mean, like, at all.
Right, totally not true. I get it. Yeah.
Like, that would never happen. Like, no matter what. Like, no matter what I ever did, like, that would never, ever happen. Like, I just, that's silly. It's silly.
Like, I don't see what's that funny, and that, why are you acting this way?
I mean, it's nothing.
I mean,
all right. Well, until next time, stay ghostly.
Wait, no. It's my show. I get to outro. True believers, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Pat and Rebecca from Ghostly, who are totally going to Bonerville together. Until next week, I am David Hickney.
Stay ghostly.
Shut up.
Bye.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That doesn't make sense. Me and Elizabeth have been around together forever. Like, I know her since she was like a baby. This doesn't make any sense. The experts and callers were performed by Anthony Calero, Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast, Alan Morgan from the podcast Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto from the podcast Unfucking Relatable, Rebecca Rivers of the Ghostly Podcast, and Diana Solarski from the web sketch show The Upside of Down. So you're saying they aren't real? Yeah, okay. Special thanks to Kickstarter donors Kelly Mayer and Isaiah Hedden. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.